the new bit was very painful, and I pulled away and stood up on my back legs, which made him very angry. He stayed in the saddle and beat me with a whip. But after a long and terrible battle, I threw him off and galloped to the other end of the field. I watched him go into the stable, but no one came to fetch me. Time went on, and the sun was very hot. I was hungry and very thirsty. At last, just as the sun was going down, the old master came out with some oats. He spoke kindly and held out the oats for me to eat, then patted me gently and looked at the blood on my sides where Samson had whipped me. "Poor girl," he said, then led me to the stable. Samson was there. "Keep out of the way," said the master. "You've done a bad day's work for this horse with your bad temper. A bad-tempered man will never make a good-tempered horse." He led me into my box and took off my saddle and bridle. Then he called for some warm water and gently cleaned the blood from my sides. After that, he often came to see me. But a man called Joe went on training me. He was quiet and thoughtful, and I soon learned what he wanted.